Just a short hop from the middle of Geneva is the wonderful playground of the Jura Mountains. Jérôme Tolan describes it quite accurately as Geneva's backyard. Jérôme works as an outdoor guide and knows the area well. He takes groups into the Jura who want to hike, rock climb, teaches them how to make a bivouac, and gives tips on how not to get lost. You can see what he has to offer on the website, funandvictory.com. I asked Jérôme to tell us the sort of things we can do in the mountains.
What we propose are basically a few different types of activities in the outdoors, such as Via Ferrata.
Right. What is that? Let's explain that.
So imagine rock climbing.
Right.
Imagine a high ropes course.
Right.
Combine both of them together, and you have Via Ferrata. So this is basically, it's more an Italian way of saying the iron road,
right?
Because it's basically a cable attached to a cliff, which you can follow, being belayed with lanyards and hooks to a harness, and this gives you the opportunity to climb together as a group.
Right. Sounds dangerous, but you're all being looked after all the time.
Yeah, I'd say that. I guess driving there would be more dangerous, actually.
Yes, probably. So that's because this is something that you do with some of your activities. We'll look at some of the others, but it's team building activities you quite like.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. I love working with groups, with teams.
Right.
So in summer, I do the Via Ferrata and hiking. And outside of the holiday season and weekends, I propose team building to companies where, again, we go outdoors.
Right.
Because I think nature, being outside, smelling the oxygen, everything is good. It helps creativity. It helps team cohesion and improve all of that through fun and dynamic activities.
Okay, so what sort of other activities do you do as well then?
Well, I did a lot basically in my years. I've been an outdoor guide for over 15 years. So I've done a lot of rafting, canyoning, hike, survival hike,
right.
Snowshoeing, all that sort of stuff, rock climbing and...
And if people actually fancy trying any of these things out, I mean... They can contact you and you can arrange a day out or even longer, perhaps, and they can take in these activities.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, depending on the season, depending on the activity, but it should definitely be booked in advance. So
right.
To be sure that I'm free, because I'm a solopreneur in that sense,
right.
Especially for the outdoor sports. But then again, we have a lot of great partners in the PageX as well. So, yeah.
Okay, so that's something that if people would like to do, I mean, you do rafting and you do survival. Survival, I mean, what sort of survival techniques do you teach?
Well.
What you can eat.
Well, that's
how to skin a rabbit.
How to skin a rabbit? Yeah. Well, we can't do that anymore, especially not on the radio, I guess. But what we do, especially, is more focused of orientation.
Right.
What to do with a compass and map.
Okay.
How to find the proper trail. How to install bivouac, how to prepare everything in that sense, how to properly prepare yourself for a trip if you want to go for a multiple-day hike.
Okay. So how you look after yourself, keep yourself sheltered, and, of course, crucially, don't get lost.
Yes, exactly. Because, we can, of course, eat plants, we can eat stuff, but depending on the region where you go to, it's going to change anyway. So
yes.
It's something very local, yeah.
Okay. So if someone fancies themselves as, let's say, being a special forces soldier for a night, it's something that you can say, well, this is what you would need to do to stay safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I think we've all got a bit of that. Well, most people, I don't know. Anyway, but yes, sounds good. Also, rafting as well. You do that too?
Yeah. I used to do a lot of rafting for companies in on the Drance near Thonon-les-Bains.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, and that's good, exciting rafting then. I mean, all
it's
these different activities.
Fun.
It's great fun.
Yeah.
Okay, now I assume on your website, Jérôme, you've got all the details, your website being funandvictory.com.
Yes.
Yes. All the details are there. And as you say, it's crucial that people contact you first and see what you're free and what activities that you put.
Absolutely. I always try to tailor as well according to the person I have in front of me. So,
okay.
Yeah. If you're a family, if you're just a bunch of friends,
right.
If you're a company, Yeah.
Okay. So that's what you'd be looking for. So, you know, so it's either a family or perhaps a group of people to do an activity and arrange it first, and then you'll take them on their adventure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just build a great experience.
Right.
That's basically it, yeah.
Okay. Jerome, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was Jura Mountain guide and adventure seeker Jerome Tollen. If you want to find out more, you can go to his website, funandvictory.com.